time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Fire Chief Fitzgerald Peterson. It's always great when he comes in because, one, Fitz is just a great guy to have around, and two, it's always to talk about, you know, the citizens' safety and people's safety and being careful and watching what we're doing. And with 4th of July right around the corner, it was time to bring him in and talk about fireworks. Chief Peterson, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me here, Dave. I appreciate you.
We always talk. Anytime you want to come in and talk about fire, let's do it.
Because, all right.
Because it's always a good time. And this weekend, probably, I mean, I don't know if in recent memory for you, since you've been here, if it has been, but it's usually one of the busier weekends. Let's just put it that way, that you don't want it to be busy.
Absolutely. Between the people coming through Price, the people that are recreating here in Price, and the people that are visiting family, man, we swell about this time of year. And the vendors are up. They're selling fireworks. And so we want to talk about making sure that everything that we could do beforehand makes it as safe as possible so the community does well. Last year was a ban, and this year is a restriction.
And that's the one thing that you wanted to focus on is, yes, last year with the bear fire and everything that was going on up Price Canyon,
right, that's right.
Fireworks, we had a fireworks ban, but this year is just a restriction, and that means that there are certain places where you can and cannot light off fireworks. So we're going to talk about those right now.
So the areas, there's five that has been historically used, and this is before I got here as well, and it's places like Wood Hill and the northeast corner of the city, and what we try to prevent here is fireworks impacting an area that can then go into the wildland. So the fire service, we call the wildland interface between urban and wildland. So we need to protect the county, we need to protect the state, we need to protect our resources. So the restrictions are only in those areas, like the Price River is another one, Fairgrounds is another one, and then down by Melody Estates is the fifth. If we can protect them and just keep our fireworks being used the way they're designed, we're going to be fine, because we're very comfortable that the citizens were going to help us out. They were wonderful last year.
Right, and that was one thing I believe I can't remember if he came in to talk about something last year after, or if we just kind of met up somewhere and we were talking about how great it was. Now, was it last year that you didn't have a call?
Yeah, it was the first time in my 31-year career that I didn't have a fireworks-related call at all in the month of July. That has never happened, and it'll probably never happen again. But the citizens were so good about that restriction. But it was that devotion to us that we wanted to reverse it this year and make sure that they had ample opportunity to use fireworks the way people will want to use fireworks within legal bounds and celebrate, because it's an American tradition and we understand that.
Yep, just be careful. That's all that they really want you to do.
Be careful.
Now, like with every year, there are certain days that you can and certain days that you cannot light off fireworks, and times even, I believe, evenings.
That's correct.
So let's see, for 4th of July, you said 2 days before and 1 day after?
That for both holidays, that would be for the 4th and the 24th. And then on the days that are not the holiday, like the 2nd and the 3rd and the 5th, you can fire them until 11 o'clock at night. And then on the holiday, you can fire them till midnight. But be respectful of your neighbors. Be respectful of those that don't appreciate them as you can. We don't want to restrict anybody's rights, but let's make sure that we keep our fires to a minimum, make sure that you have ample supply of water, make sure you're disposing of them properly, and we're going to get through this safe just like we do every year.
And, you know, another thing that kind of is talked about but sometimes is forgotten, and I know you're a dog guy, your animals.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, is there any tips that you can give people as far as that goes that you've tried that work with your dogs?
Yeah, with our dogs, we try to keep them inside so they have the ability to go in and out of the house as they see fit, except with fireworks. And so we'll lock them on the inside. We'll take them outside together instead of letting them roam, because that does get them a little excited. But, yeah, we don't fire fireworks personally because we have four dogs. And we try to keep them in mind when it is that season, and we'll keep them inside. There's less anxiety as long as they're with their humans, and that goes well for us. Some people visit the vet, and go to that point, but we don't do that yet.
Yeah, and that's the one thing too. It's sad because, you know, it always happens. The 5th of July, you get on Facebook and all over your newsfeed is my dog ran off last night.
You've got to be worried about that.
Yeah, just take your extra precautions. Make sure your pets are in the house. Keep them there. Keep them safe.
If they have escaped before, their odds of escaping are probably higher because of the anxiety and the fears and just the noise. The noise is going to be very upsetting. But keep in mind, there's a lot of groups out there that have, you know, there's veteran groups that just be cautious of your neighbors. Be knowledgeable about what they go through and be a little bit respectful. Just keep it in mind.
Definitely. So if anybody wants to, there is a map. Is it on Price City's website? Do you have it on your Facebook page as well?
We have it on all of our Facebook pages. It's available. They could call and come and get a copy if they would like at the fire station. And yeah, it is readily available on social media, and it really just outlines the places that are urban interface concern of ours, and if we follow that map, we're going to have a good year.
All right, and once again, there is not a ban this year. It's just a restriction as to where you can light them off. The maps are out there. They're online. They're at Facebook. They're, if you want to go down to the fire department or even Price City Hall, they would have them there.
Yep.
To kind of show you where everything's at. And then, you know, one more time, when can you light them off and when can't you light them off?
Let's just talk about the 4th, from the 2nd to the 5th. You can light them off up until 11 o'clock on the 2nd and the 3rd. On the 4th, you can light them off till midnight, and on the 5th, 11 o'clock.
All right, Chief, thank you so much.
Thank you for
coming
you
in
do.
Today. We always talk about it. Every time you come in, we'll be talking turkey fryers next.
Absolutely. We're successful.
Hard to believe.
We're successful.
Hard to believe, but it won't be that long. Chief Fitzgerald Peterson, thank you so much for coming in today and talking about firework safety.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.